Hey everybody, welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. This is the Bible teaching ministry of Rick Warren, and we are so glad that you've joined us today. And now here's Rick with a very special message.
Happy New Year, dear friends. Let me be maybe the first person this new year to say to you, you are deeply loved. God loves you deeply, and I love you deeply. Now, congratulations on making it through 2025. Regardless of what happened last year, the good news is that on January 1st, we get to start over with a clean slate and a fresh calendar. That is good news. The good news is that no matter how we messed up last year, you can, with God's help, create a new you in this new year. That's the good news of the gospel. So if you'll just invest a couple minutes with me, I want to show you the first four steps in how to do this, how to create a new you in the new year. It's possible, but you have to have a plan. There's a verse in the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 24, it says, "An intelligent person aims at wise actions." They aim at wise actions, but a fool starts off in many different directions. I don't want you to start off 2026 in many different directions. I want you to have a plan. So how do you do that? How do you aim at wise actions on this first day of this new year? Well, let me give you the first four steps. Now, this is not all you're going to need to do, but these are the essentials that you have to do at the start. Now, to help you remember these four simple things, I put them in alphabetical order, A, B, C, and D. So if you know your ABCs, okay, you're ready for 2026. Now, here's the first step. A stands for accept responsibility for my life. I have to accept responsibility for my life. Nothing's going to happen until you accept responsibility for your own life. Now, this includes two parts. Stop blaming others for my life and stop making excuses for my unhappiness. Stop blaming others and stop making excuses. Galatians 6:5 says each person must be responsible for himself. So as we start on this very first day of the new year, who have you been blaming for your problems? Who have you been blaming for your unhappiness? The fact is, happiness is a choice. You are as happy as you choose to be. I have been in 165 countries around the world in the worst conditions, and I've seen people happy, far happier than people who are rich in Southern California. Happiness is a choice. And so stop blaming other people. You're as happy as you choose to be. Then Proverbs 22:13 says this, "The lazy man is full of excuses." I remember Ben Franklin once said, "The person who's good at making excuses is seldom good at anything else." If you're busy making excuses, you're wasting a lot of energy. Step one is to stop accusing and stop excusing. Stop accusing, stop excusing. Stop accusing others, we call that blame, and stop excusing yourself. I need to accept responsibility for my own life and for my own happiness in 2026. That's the A. The B is believe I can change. I need to believe that I can change. You know, the person who says, "I can't do this," and the person who says, "I can do this," are both right. You have to believe that you can change. We limit ourselves so much by our doubts. We limit ourselves so much by our fears. We limit ourselves so much by our own self-talk. Many times, I am my own worst enemies. We have to limit what we're saying to ourselves and limit our fears and limit our doubts. Here's what I want you to do this year. Doubt your doubts. Believe your beliefs and doubt your doubts. Beliefs are meant to be believed and doubts are meant to be doubted. What we do is the opposite. We doubt our beliefs and we believe our doubts. Don't do that. Now, let me give you an important verse to hold on to this year. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Many different translations, but I like the Jerusalem Bible that says, "There is nothing that I cannot master with the help of Christ who gives me strength." Isn't that great? There's nothing I cannot master with the help of Christ who gives me strength. So I accept responsibility for changing my life. I accept responsibility for my own happiness, and then I believe that I can change with God's help. Now, here's the C in A, B, C, D. clarify what I really want. If you don't know what you want, you're not going to know what you got when you got there, when you get there. There's a little known verse in the book of Job, which is a hard book to read in the Old Testament, that lays out this idea of clarifying what I really want. Job chapter 34, verse 3 and 4 says this: "We can choose the sounds we want to listen to." You do this all the time, on the radio or on your podcast or whatever. Listen to Spotify or anything. We can choose the sounds we want to listen to. And then it says, and we can choose the taste we want in food. If you don't like a particular food, you don't have to eat it. But it says, and we should choose to follow what is right. It's a choice. But it says, first of all, we must define what is good. Have you ever seen that verse? We must define what is good. What does that mean? It means the C of clarify what you want is this. Before you start anything new in 2026, you need to do some house cleaning. You need to get rid of some bad attitudes. You need to check up from the neck up. You need to get rid of those bad attitudes, the fears and the thoughts and the lies that have been holding you back. We lie to ourselves more than we lie to anybody else, and those lies hold us back. Jesus said the truth will set you free. Now, part of getting started in a new year is deciding what you're going to stop doing. Because if you're burning the candle at both ends, you're not as bright as you think you are. You can get so many irons in the fire, you forget you put out the fire. You know, one of my mentors was the father of modern management. His name was Peter Drucker. And the last 20 years of his life, from 70 years to 90 years old age, I would go up to his house and sit with a tape recorder and tape all of the wisdom he had to say. And every time I'd go to see Peter Drucker, he'd say, "You know, Rick, before you tell me all the new things you've started, tell me what you've stopped doing. Because you can't keep adding on. Before you decide what new things you're going to do in 2026, what are you going to decide to stop?" Now, let me help you with this. It's not always a choice between stopping bad things in order to do good things. No. It's more often a choice of choosing between what's good and what's better, or what's better and what's best. Life is too short to spend it reading inferior books, doing inferior things, thinking inferior thoughts. It's choosing what's best. Now, a good verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, in choosing the right thing. 1 Corinthians 10, 23 says this: "Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial." That's a powerful verse to consider on New Year's Day. Everything that God gives me a lot of leeway on what I can do with my time and my money and my energy and my effort in 2026. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. What does that mean? Well, what it means is in your schedule and in your reading and in your use of energy, some things are not necessarily wrong. They're just not necessary. Important thing to remember. A, B, and C. A, accept responsibility for changing my life and my happiness. 2, B, believe that I can change with God's help. C, clarify what I really want. If you don't know what you really want, other people will decide it for you. And finally, here's the D, don't wait to begin. Don't wait to begin. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4, that says this: "If you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done." I like that verse. If you wait for any perfect conditions, you'll never get anything. There will never be an ideal time. People all the time say, "You know, one of these days I'm going to do this." One of these days is none of these days. When I get around to it, what is around to it? Have you ever seen around to it? When I get one of those round to it's, then I'm going to change. No. Do it now. Do it now. Now, I understand it's overwhelming because sometimes our dreams are pretty big. What you do is you take baby steps. You break it down into bite-sized chunks. There's the old parable that says, "How do you eat an elephant?" And the answer is one bite at a time. Inch by inch, life is a cinch. inch, yard by yard, life is hard. Take it in bite-sized steps. Now, let me end this by giving you a simple template to follow that you can set up balancing your life and your health and your happiness and your growth and your projects in 2026. I want to recommend that you use the model of Jesus Christ, the only perfect person who ever lived. Now, the Bible tells us that when Jesus was growing up as a young boy and as a young man, it says in Luke 2:52 that Jesus grew in four different ways, four different domains. I want to recommend, since he lived the only perfect life, that you take these four domains as a template for deciding what you're going to work on in 2026. Luke 2:52 says this, Jesus grew four ways. He grew in wisdom and in stature, that's physical growth. Wisdom is mental growth, intellectual growth. Stature is physical growth. In favor with God, that's spiritual growth. And he grew in favor with men. That's relational growth or social growth. What this verse says, Luke 2:52, is that Jesus grew in a balanced way. He grew mentally and physically and spiritually and relationally. I want to recommend that you use Luke 2:52, the template of Jesus Christ, for living a balanced life in 2026. So let me give you, as we close, a question to ask yourself for each of these four domains. Use these questions to set personal development goals in the four key areas of growth. First, in developing your mind, that's the way Jesus grew. He grew in wisdom. That's mental health. That's educational health, intellectual health. You want to ask yourself, what do I want to learn in 2026? You want to be any smarter in any area of life? What do I want to learn in 2026? All leaders are learners. And the moment you stop learning, you stop leading. Proverbs 19, verse 8 says this, do yourself a favor. I love this in the Good News Translation. Do yourself a favor and learn all you can. Then remember what you learn and you will prosper. What do I want to learn? That's mental growth, intellectual growth in my mind. Then to develop your physical health, second way Jesus grew, he grew in stature, he grew physically. Ask yourself this question, what will improve my physical health in 2026? Now, we all have broken bodies, and there's some things you can't change. You just have to put up with the body you were given. You don't get to choose your body. But what can I change? My wife, Kay, says, control the controllables and leave the rest to God. I like that. Can I get more sleep? Can I eat more better? Can I exercise? What control the controllables to develop in your physical health? Now, while you're doing that, let me just say this. Don't overlook how much your attitudes, your emotional attitudes, affect your physical health. Because you know what I've discovered in counseling literally thousands of people? It's not just what you eat that makes you sick. It's what's eating you. You can be eating a perfect diet and having jealousy or resentment or guilt or bitterness or all kinds of emotional problems that can make you sick. So Proverbs 17:22 says this, being cheerful keeps you healthy. It is a slow death to be gloomy all the time. So when you're thinking about this third domain, your physical being, and you want to be healthy there, don't just look at your physical intake of food and your exhaling and exercising, but look at your attitudes. Being cheerful keeps you healthy. It's a slow death to be gloomy all the time. How do you be cheerful? Get in God's word. If you look at the world, you'll be depressed. You'll be distressed if you look at the world. If you look within, you'll be depressed. But if you look at Christ, you'll be at rest. Finally, to develop yourself spiritually, it's the third way. Develop yourself spiritually. Ask yourself, what would deepen my relationship to God? And you might just ask, what one thing could I do or change that would cause me to be closer to God? 1 Peter 3:18 says, grow in spiritual strength and become better acquainted with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How could I become better acquainted with Jesus Christ this year? Now, you're going to need spiritual support to stay motivated. You're not going to make it on your own. Two of the free supports we can offer you are my Daily Hope podcast and broadcast, and my Daily Hope email inspiration, which we'll put in your inbox every day. Now, you can sign up for both of those to get the Daily Hope podcast and the Daily Hope inspirational email. Just go to PastorRick.com and sign up. They're free. Finally, the fourth domain is the relational domain. He grew in wisdom and stature, favor with God, and favor with man. That's social development. So to develop yourself relationally, ask the question, how can I help others in 2026? Why? It'll help you be a less self-centered person. Give yourself away. Jesus says, only in giving our lives away do we understand what it really means to live. How can I make a contribution with my life? How do I develop relationally? By not expecting everybody to meet my needs, but going out and giving something back. Going out and making a contribution in my life, finding a place to serve, finding a ministry, finding a way to give back. So I'm not just living for me, myself, and I, the kingdom of me. Now, 1 Peter 4:10 tells us that God has given you some special abilities, but it says, be sure to use them to help each other. Did you know that your gifts and talents weren't given for your benefit? Your gifts and talents were given for the benefit of others. Your talent benefits me. My gifts and talents benefit you. So learn to give yourself away, and you will learn that the more you give yourself away, the more God gives to you. Now, you're never going to stick with any of this, these four things, A, B, C, or D, if you rely just on your own willpower. Willpower works to get started. It's a great way to get started. But pretty soon, the will runs out of power. And you stop doing all the things and all the resolutions you made in early January. By mid-January, you've stopped doing them all. Why? Because you were just depending on willpower. You see, you're going to get tired and you're going to give up doing A, B, C, and D. You're going to get tired. You need God's strength in your life. So ask Him for it every day. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. The Bible says, ask and it will be given. Seek and you find. And then knock and the door will be opened. I close this with Ephesians 6:10, which says, your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. Willpower is good. You need willpower, but it's going to wear out. It's going to run out. And that's when you need the Lord's mighty power within you to keep on keeping on. Now, of course, friends, there's so much more I could share with you on making the most of your new year, which is why I want to urge you to get connected to both the Daily Hope podcast or broadcast on radio, if you have that in your area, and the Daily Hope email devotion. They're both free, and you go to PastorRick.com, one word, PastorRick.com. And in closing, as we begin this first day of the new year, let me say that all our team at Daily Hope wish you a fantastic new year. And on behalf now of over 1 million congregations, organizations, denominations, and even generations, five generations, I hope you'll join us in 2026 in becoming a great commission ally this year. Happy New Year, everybody, and God bless you.
What a special message from Pastor Rick. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.